From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A gay couple has gotten a marriage license in Rowan County, Kentucky. That's after the county clerk was jailed yesterday by a federal judge for refusing to issue licenses due to her religious objection to same-sex marriage. NPR's Ader Peralta was in the clerk's office this morning when William Smith and James Yates got their marriage license.
They walked in. There was a mob of media, and it was very efficient. It took about 5 minutes, and they paid their $35, and they were handed their marriage licenses. And the two men were very emotional. They walked out, and James Yates hugged with his mother, and there was tears, and there were screams from one side saying, "Love has won," and then the other side was saying that this is not natural.
NPR's Ader Peralta in Moorhead, Kentucky. The U.S. economy added 173,000 jobs in August, according to the Labor Department. That brings the jobless rate down to 5.1%. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that's the lowest monthly jobless number since April 2008, before the economic collapse.
The unemployment rate fell somewhat short of expectations. It was the lowest gain in 5 months. Jobs were spread, though, pretty much evenly throughout the economy. Adding jobs were health care and social services. Construction was up as well. Manufacturing and energy have been struggling with the continued strength of the U.S. dollar. This is the latest in a string of upbeat data, including strong automobile sales and housing. The jobs report adds to anticipation of whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates when it meets this month. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The Prime Minister of Hungary says his country must protect the borders of the European Union from people entering without documents. Joanna Kakissis reports from Karlsruhe, Germany, that Hungary is a transit country in the EU for refugees and migrants trying to reach Germany.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says Hungary cannot allow refugees and migrants to pass to Germany unless the Germans issue visas for them. Germany has said it will make it easier for many Syrian refugees to receive asylum. Orban, a nationalist who is fighting the rise of a far-right xenophobic party in Hungary, says he wants to protect what he calls the Christian character of Europe from Muslim refugees and migrants. Most of the people arriving in Europe to seek asylum are fleeing the war in Syria. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
Authorities in Thailand say they've collected DNA evidence from a suspect in connection with the Bangkok bombing last month. They say it links him to explosives discovered in an apartment, but not to the bombing itself, which killed 20 people. You're listening to NPR News. The list of winners of the National Humanities Medal is out. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, the medal is one of the highest honors for writers, historians, philosophers, and others whose lifetime achievements have contributed to U.S. culture.
Some of this year's authors are popular fiction writers, Larry McMurtry, Annie Dillard, and Jhumpa Lahiri, whose debut novel, The Namesake, was turned into a movie.
It is about your name. It was 1974. That's when it happened.
The book's about the backstory of a young man's unusual name and his relationship with his Bengali-American family. Other winners include a scholar of Arab feminism, an architect who preserves old African-American settlements, a historian who helped create Chicano studies, and the chef Alice Waters, who's widely credited with helping to change the way Americans think about food. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Officials in northern Illinois say the funeral will be Monday for Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Glenowitz. He was killed on Tuesday after he'd radioed that he was chasing three suspicious men on foot. Police continue to search for the suspects in the town about 50 miles north of Chicago. Police in Sacramento, California, are looking for a gunman who shot and killed one man in the parking lot of Sacramento City College. Two other men were hurt. Police locked down the campus for a few hours as they searched buildings. Officials say the shooting came after a verbal dispute among a group of men. It's not clear if the gunman has any ties to the school, although at least two of the victims were students. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.